Silver Tooth Performance headlight. I'll show it to you right here. Boom, there it is on low beam, and there it is on high beam. Watch your eyes, man. You all right?
It's bright. Hey, this is Mike with Riding in the Ozarks. We are Destination Daytona during Bike Week. This is my friends at Hogworks. They've got a new product for my bike that I'm really excited about. They're coming out with a new performance headlight for the 24 and up street glides. They've also got a new version for the road glides as well. And we're going to talk to Derek about these new products. And also, I've always wanted to know, what was the difference between the different headlights they have? They got Silver Tooth and Gold Tooth. And so we're going to let him explain to us what those different headlights are, why they have different names, what's different about them.
What's up, guys? Derek at Hogworks here, and so I'm here at Riding in the Ozarks, and I just wanted to show you guys our 23 and a half performance street glide headlight. This thing is extremely bright. It's exactly like our 7-inch Silver Tooth for the old style bikes, which is 14 to 23, and then select, you know, 24 and 25 models. And what we did with this light is we just simply stretched it out, and we made it fit in here, and then we blacked out this part in the back. And watch your eyes. Pow! There it is on low beam, and then here it is on high beam. These lights are insane. They are coming soon. We're very, very excited to get these out on the market for you guys because they have been in high demand here at the Daytona Bike Week Rally. And obviously, we're going to have the Silver Tooth and Gold Tooth variants for this light. Now, over here is the other one that's in very high demand. This is our 23 and a half Road Glide headlight. Now, this light took a little bit of time to make. And so what our guys did is they made this bezel. And this bezel makes it to where it fits inside of the fairing properly. And we have two variants of the sequential turn signals on the side, which also include a DRL, daylight running light. And so the two versions are going to be the amber and then the smoked versions. Now, the reason we did that is because we have three versions of this headlight. So this display that you are seeing right here is the Silver Tooth Performance headlight. I'll show it to you right here. Boom, there it is on low beam, and there it is on high beam. Watch your eyes, man. You all right?
It's bright.
So I'll push up that off. You're probably asking yourself, why is the bezel white? Well, that's because we are going to offer this in color match. So this bezel is off of our 24 Road Glide up at the shop, and this is sprayed in white onyx pearl, very familiar color for you viewers of Riding in the Ozarks. And so we are going to offer, and so straight out of the box, it's going to come in a vivid black fairing, but we're also going to offer, because we color match tour packs, we do saddle bags, we do, I mean, you name it, we probably got it. We probably color match it. Oil cooler covers, front fenders, the bezel pieces for the front of the street glide. These beauties right here. And so since we're sitting on all this paint, we may as well color match the headlight too. Who would have thought?
For people that are not familiar with your different variations, there's a Silver Tooth, there's a Gold Tooth, I think a Saber Tooth or something too. What's the differences between all those?
Well, here's the Saber Tooth setup right here. And so this display, here it is on low beam, and then there it is on high beam.
With the road light, you get this light and this light combination.
Yeah, so you can get, for the road lights, you can get two gold, you can get two silver, or you can get the best of both worlds, one amber and one silver, which personally, me, I think is pretty cool, because the all amber, it's a personal preference, I would say, and a lot of people who ride in fog, they like to ride at night. The amber light really brightens it up for you when you're riding on those, you know, dark, foggy nights in the swamps, you know?
Yeah, so what's the difference between the Silver Tooth and the Gold Tooth on for like a street glide light?
The lens.
Just the lens?
Yep, just the lens. So they're both the exact same light. In fact, actually, let's come over here to the computer. I just recently took the product photos for these. Let's go down to the blog because right now we're offering a sign-up. So then you can sign up and be the first to know when the 23 and a half performance street glide headlights come. And I can send you these photos to put up on screen. And so this is your Gold Tooth display right here, and then the Silver Tooth display.
So the Gold Tooth just gives it more of an amber tint.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Now we know. All right, guys, I'm back home from Daytona, and I was editing this video up, and I wanted to talk about something else for just a second. So I have my bike on. That is my headlight now. Now, that's not stock. That's an Amazon headlight I bought that's a little better than stock. Not a lot, but a little better. But I definitely want as much lighting as I can get. I live out in the country. You know, we have deer and dogs and everything else running across the road and stuff. And I want to see all that stuff before it gets there. So I want as much light as I can get. Now, one of the things I did that made a big difference was my spotlights. Let's see if we can show you those. All right, so those are my fog lights with them off. I think changing that out, putting a yellow lens on there to use them as fog lights, not auxiliary lights, is my best bet. And then getting a much better headlight for my actual lighting while I'm driving. Let me know which one you think is better, the silver tooth or the gold tooth. I got to decide which one I'm going to get before I put it on here. But I think I'm going to go with the silver tooth and, again, yellow lenses for the fog lights. And then I don't need that gold tooth lens. All right, let's finish this thing up. All right, man, big thanks to Hogworks for taking the time out to show us these new lights, tell us about the different variations they have, what they are, all that stuff. I'm just a dumb old country boy, so it helps to have somebody like this explain all those differences to me. Hopefully this helps you guys, and we're really excited about the new headlight. I can't wait to check it out in person.
Oh, right. Dude, you're getting one. Don't worry.
All right. Well, we'll be doing an install video for that. All right.
Stay tuned. Like and subscribe.
There we go. You heard it here. Y'all take it easy. Keep on riding. Stay safe. We'll see you in the next one.